Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center Room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of March 19th through the 24th of 2007. This week in the IDC, on Tuesday, March 20th, we're going to be holding our third course design workshop called Teaching and Learning in Groups from 1 to 3 p.m. in the IDC, Student Commons Building 2401. Facilitated by Francine Armenth Brothers and Paul Folger, the topics covered will include team teaching, teaching and learning style preferences, and collaborative learning for students. On Wednesday, March 21st, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the IDC, Rob Moyer will be facilitating a Writing Across the College workshop with the topic of using journals to teach critical thinking. On Thursday, March 22nd, from noon to 1, and again from 5 to 6 in the IDC, we're holding a brown bag lunch discussion on generating classroom discussions. Come share your best practices, and we'll provide all the cookies. And finally, on March 23rd, on Friday, from 12 to 1:30 in the Community Commons Building, room 1302, our third Technology Fridays of the semester, entitled Engaging Students with Technology, Some Best Practices Ideas, will be facilitated by adjunct faculty member Terry Mullen. For a complete listing of all the IDC spring semester workshops, see www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC/events. In our services offered section for this week, I'll be discussing a possible WebCT issue you might be facing. If you have MP3 audio files in your WebCT course or courses, and your students are using the Firefox browser, they might be running into a problem. If they click on the hypertext link to the MP3 file, it will play in a QuickTime plugin within the Firefox browser. So far, this sounds okay, but if you want your students to download the file to their computer instead of listening to it in WebCT only, how can you make this available? The way to fix this so the MP3 file will download instead of playing embedded in QuickTime in Firefox is by having your students do the following steps. First, they need to open Firefox. Then they'll go under the Tools in the menu bar. Under Tools, they can go down to Options. Once they click on Options, they can click the Downloads tab at the top of this Options dialog box. Then they can click View and Edit Actions at the bottom left. They'll need to scroll down to MP3 and highlight it by single-clicking on it. Then they can click the Change Action button. This will bring up a list of actions associated with that file type. The student can then change the action to Save on this computer instead of the radio button Use this plugin QuickTime. Once they finish that, then they can close out of all of those dialog boxes, quit out of Firefox, and then any changes will be applied the next time they open the Firefox browser. When Firefox is reloaded after going through all of these steps, any MP3 file will always automatically download to the desktop when it's clicked on in WebCT instead of playing as a QuickTime plugin file. Remember, if you have any questions about any of the services we offer in the IDC, stop in room 2401 of the Student Commons Building, and we can help, or you can email us with your questions. Information about our hours and email addresses of the staff members are posted on our IDC website. Thanks for listening to another IDC podcast. We'll be updating podcasts weekly with news and events about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, so check back often. If you have any comments or any questions, feel free to email us or call us in the IDC. Our contact information is also listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC/. That's all for another week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.